We are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Today, students from Metro East Lutheran High School are joining us in studio. I love Lutheran Schools Week. We've had so much fun.
We have,
and
yes.
Winding down with Lutheran Schools Week. And I know we have some students and teacher in studio today with one of our favorite areas, fine arts. Students who are in choir at Metro East Lutheran High School. In studio today, we have Brenna. Good morning, Brenna.
Good morning.
Brenna, what year are you at Metro East Lutheran High?
I'm a senior.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I can.
What's the next step for you?
I am undecided on where I want to go. Well, actually, I've decided SAUE, but I don't know what for yet. So I'm hoping to figure out that eventually.
Well, congratulations. The next step. You're working toward that. Very good.
Yep.
And also in studio, Kinsey. Good morning, Kinsey.
Hi, good morning.
Kinsey, what grade are you? What year are you?
I'm also a senior,
actually. Oh, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
And how about you? What's your next step, you think?
I'm enrolled in Washington University in St. Louis, and I'll be majoring in biology, studying genomics specifically, which is basically just genetics plus trying to cure disease before it can actually show its face.
I'm just going to sit
That's
down.
That's fascinating.
Let you guys Man. Talk.
I'm a science nerd.
Science nerds are awesome.
Yeah.
So not only is Sarah, you know, a fine arts and hymn nerd, someone who loves all the fine arts, she also does have a degree in exercise science. So
I do.
That's awesome.
What, biology, anatomy and physiology,
yep.
Kinesiology.
Yep.
See, I know lots of the ologies. I just don't know anything about them.
Many faceted nerd.
Also in studio, Mr. Zach Schneer. He is fine arts chair at Metro East Lutheran High School. It's an honor to have you in studio, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Stepping in for Mr. Brimbaugh today, right?
Yeah, he's at Allstate. Music contest up in Peoria, so I just am, you know, doing the substitute teacher role.
Well, thank you for stepping in and bringing your choir to the International Center to share with us during chapel this week. Brenna and Kinsey, seniors at Metro East Lutheran High School, tell us a little bit about why your family chose Metro East Lutheran High School for you. Who wants to step up to that first?
Oh gosh, mine's a really long story. Actually, it was sort of because of a girl at my school. Some stuff went down, and she had older siblings who sort of didn't say nice things about me before I actually got to the school I was supposed to go to. So Mom got a call from a teacher one day, like, saying, hey, maybe we should look at somewhere else. And it happened at that same day. I went to Zion Lutheran in Belleville. So we acolyte in our 7th and 8th grade years. So no one thought to tell me and Brianna that we were, my fellow acolyte that day, that we were supposed to stay at chapel. But when we walked in, Metro East Lutheran was presenting, just like doing their plug at our school. And we walked in right as they were telling us about iPads. And I thought it sounded so cool, honestly. So then that same day, Mom's like, hey, maybe we should look at somewhere else. And I'm like, oh, I know this perfect school that sounds awesome. And then we looked into it more, and they had an awesome theater and music program, which I love. It's my free time, basically. I love drama and music. So I was really excited to get the chance to go.
Mr. Schneer is just like glowing as you share that. It's your favorite thing. Well, they had you at iPads, but you've fallen in love, it sounds like, with this school as well, and all the great things that Metro East Lutheran High School has to offer, including the fine arts.
Yeah, and it's also the first place I really found a really solid friend group, too, so I'm really glad for all the people there and all the teachers.
Outstanding. Brenna, tell us your story. Why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
So I have grown up in the Lutheran school my whole life, and Metro East was just the next step, basically, in the area, and my dad's involved there, so it's been a good family thing going through there. So
what's your favorite, aside from the fine arts, I mean, in addition to the fine arts, what are some of your favorite things to study or you know, extracurricular activities at Metro East Lutheran High?
Well, mine's the fine arts, so that kind of rules out everything.
So what opportunities do you have to serve others or to share the love of Christ with others at Metro East?
Well, we're a small school, so basically everyone knows everyone, and we all are really close friends with each other, and it's a nice thing than going to a public school because I feel I really get attached with the teachers and all the students. And me and Kenzie are both good friends, so yeah. This is a great experience getting to be here.
So, as for service, we have a lot of opportunities come through our school because we're a good Christian school and everything. We have people involved in our community, and they'll bring opportunities in for all the students. And then we just can do. Okay.
Mr. Schneer wanted to say something really important.
Yes.
I'll let our president talk.
Oh. I'm the president of the International Thespian Society at Metro, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you want me to say, though.
We get together and contemplate different ideas of service opportunities. We're still exploring International Thespian Society, but with good leaders, we can do a lot of things in our community. And both of these ladies.
You couldn't hear the fist bump in the background.
Yes.
Yeah. We only have just about a minute left. Anyone you'd like to thank for your education at Metro East Lutheran High School?
So many people, honestly. Love Mr. Schneer and Mr. Brumbaugh, of course. Mr. Henshin, he stayed behind from retirement for a year to teach our class senior theology. Miss Woodkey, Mrs. TC, Miss KV.
Mrs. Morrison.
Yes.
All the teachers
are wonderful.
They've been amazing.
Mm-hmm. So... thank everyone, basically, for all that you've done for us. You've made our high school years awesome.
Brenna, anyone else you want to thank?
I guess Dr. Krause, because he's our principal, and he kind of pulls it all along. So he's been making my experience a lot fun at Metro. So
very good. Well, thank you all for your time in studio. Thanks for bringing great music to us this week as well. God's blessings.
Thank you for having us.
We are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week on the Coffee Hour with Andy
and Sarah.
And in studio today, St. Paul Lutheran School from Hamel, Illinois. Good morning, St. Paul Hamel.
Good morning.
Wow.
That was almost in harmony. It was unison. It was very nice.
Oh, man, their singing in chapel was
beautiful.
Superb.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did I hear strings, too,
yeah.
In chapel?
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, so grateful to have you all in studio. Oh, Emily was playing strings. Well, who do we have in studio this morning? Let's introduce everybody in studio. Good morning.
Aubrey.
Good morning, Aubrey. What grade are you in?
Third
grade. Well, welcome to KFUO.
Thank you.
And next we have...
Silas.
Good morning, Silas. What grade are you in, sir?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Wow. Quite the young man. And next up, who do we have?
Emily.
Emily, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. All right, so we have what, and then in eighth grade, is that your last year at St. Paul Lutheran School?
Yes.
All right, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. And Mrs. Telke, good morning, Mrs. Telke.
Good morning.
What grade are you in?
Well, I have graduated, but I have kindergarten, but I actually get to teach every student in our school.
Wow.
How exciting. Well, welcome. Glad to have you all here on the Coffee Hour. And glad to have some time to learn about St. Paul's Lutheran School. Tell me a little bit about why your family chose St. Paul's Lutheran School. Who would like to answer that first? Aubrey. Aubrey's just full of energy. I wish I had her energy every morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Aubrey. Why did your family choose St. Paul's Lutheran School?
Because we have a Sunday school at St. Paul, and we get to play violin and sing.
Excellent. Do you like playing violin?
Yeah.
Silas, how about you? Why did your family choose St. Paul Lutheran School?
I think we just wanted the Lutheran school, and this seemed like the best choice in the area because we like the idea of a classical school.
And you like the idea of a classical school?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
What do you like about going to a classical school?
I think I like logic and literature and that kind of thing that you don't like get at some schools, and I think that's interesting. And yeah, I also enjoy just any kind of the stuff that you don't usually get, you know, like all the music and art and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And Emily, what about you?
I came to St. Paul because my mom got the call for a kindergarten teacher.
So it's all your mom's fault then.
Yeah.
So at a classical Lutheran school, it's a different kind of education, different education style than some other of the Lutheran schools we've had on. But when do you get to learn about Jesus and what he's done for you?
Go ahead, Aubrey.
We get to go do chapels in the morning, and we have the teacher come in, and she has a little story Bible, and every day she reads some to us, and we get to have Bible verses every week.
Do you memorize those?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like memorizing Bible verses?
Yeah.
That's great. What about you, Silas?
Every morning we have chapel, and then on Mondays and Wednesdays we have Pastor Gleason or Pastor Ball teach Bible class, and we don't have that. We have New Testament in the mornings, and then we have our Learn by Heart, and we learn our memory verses.
Anything to add, Emily?
No.
They covered it all. Yeah.
Mrs. Telke, what's your favorite thing about teaching at St. Paul Lutheran School?
My favorite thing about teaching at St. Paul are the students. They are second to none, in my opinion. They come from very wonderful families. And also the support that we have from the church itself. They are so supportive, especially the generations before that attended our school are so supportive of what we do. So being in an environment and in a community that loves Lutheran schools and also loves what we're doing for their students and their children.
We have just about a minute left. Anyone you want to thank for the opportunity to attend St. Paul Lutheran School?
My mom.
Anyone else?
My mom and dad.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank, you know, just everybody who made the school happen, you know, because, like, it closed down partway and then they opened it back up a year later and it just really worked out nicely.
And I'd like to thank our teachers. Our teachers and staff are, again, second to none. We are so blessed at St. Paul, and we couldn't do what we do without their support and also the support of the church.
Well, thank you, St. Paul Lutheran School, Hamel, Illinois, for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning and celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week.